welcome to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Oh, that's nice. Somebody's been messing with my mic.
Old mic mess.
Jess, that's what they call me. It's me, Jesse, here on the Vancouver Mixtape. That's Jamie.
Old Wheezy Laugh, Jeff.
I guess we could have called you old Mike Messess.
Mike Messess would have worked.
You know, Sess and Jess. How have we never been a morning radio show duo called Sess and Jess?
Right? Like, I think it would have probably made
Jess
more...
Jess and the Sess?
Jess and the Sess? Could work. I wonder if it would have raised hell even more so on people getting our names swapped.
You could do a analytics-focused sports show called Trust the Sess.
Running a Twitter poll. At Van Mixtape, go vote. Should we change our name or our on-air personas to Jess and Sess?
I mean, the only answer is yes. Oh, look at that. It rhymes, too. Welcome to the show. Today, we are going to do that thing we do usually after we have not done a show in a little bit, where we play music. What a concept. And we have a lot of it, a whole lot of brand new stuff. The playlist that Jamie and I put together in preparation for today's show has 22 songs on it.
And we're going to get to all of them. And all this talking is really...
It's really helping.
It's really going to lend to our goals.
Yeah. There's also going to be the debut of a new segment where we play you some old Vancouver music from cassettes from the 90s.
Oh, it's my favorite bit!
So that's coming up. And all sorts of stuff. But first, we're going to turn to... the genre that really broke the Vancouver Mixtape, made us famous, what we really got known for playing. It's the most common genre of music that we ever play. It is, Jamie, country!
Yeah.
That's right. We're going to play you some rockabilly country from Spank Williams and the Ministry of Human Resources. This recorded live at Green Auto is called Please Spanky Love My Friend.
Cruising the backseat, singing like a lyre, I'm in the front seat, rolling up my garden, I'm wearing a Montana, railing case, I don't drink too much of it, I'm up another, stuff you're smoking, a new case, learn, good in the wood, beat every day, got too drunk, I forgot my name, say, what's my name?
What's my name?
I'm Spanky Will. Calls me, I bet she will. In another lifetime, she'll be yours. Really, I got one life, birthday, sister, your mother, mommy, your bubble, top, no cops. If I had a lot of money, I have a lot of money. Wolf, dog, dog, wolf, wolf, dog, dog.
We'll be right back.
Chugga chugga.
Chugga chugga choo choo. No, that's not what you were going for. That was Safe With Me by Kostin, a band which Jamie proclaimed loudly during their song was playing that he likes them very much.
To quote iconic Vancouver supergroup Cool TV, I think that they are so good. So good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That just like that reference.
I just
so
like,
good.
I just love a hearty, chonky, emo chugger, you know?
Oh, yeah. I get it. I get it. Very, very up your alley.
This is
for
true.
Sure. Before that, we heard White Whale by Tidy from their Cold Fries record. Who does it? Jamie, what's your perspective on Cold Fries? Like
I had Cold Fries the other day.
Wow.
At in an ice hockey arena, so they were extra cold.
Oh, wow.
My guts didn't like them, but boy, howdy, my flavonoids love them.
Wow. That's bordering on too much information because you used the word flavonoids. We should never describe any part of our body on this show. Before Tidy, we heard other music, and that was country-ish, honky-tonk, Spank Williams and the Ministry of Human Resources. Live at Green Auto Body. That one was called Please Spanky Love My Friend from the Rookie Year Highlights record, which, as mentioned, it was recorded live at Green Auto.
I would go to them with all my HR grievances.
Exactly. I'm sure you'd have a spanking good time. Wait a minute. Okay, so we're kind of just going to keep things rolling along. I'm still going to make you wait a little bit longer for sweet, sweet cassette music. But I have a fun treat that Jamie might talk me out of because he's the bad guy in this situation.
Wouldn't ever. Be your own rainbow.
Okay, well, that means I'm going to play an 8-minute song.
Hell yeah. Let's get some vintage Jesse going.
The reason I want to play this song in particular is because it is one of our... It does one of our favorite things on the Vancouver mixtape, and that is self-titled song on a self-titled album.
Okay.
So we've got Leave Yourself Alone by Leave Yourself Alone from the record Leave Yourself Alone.
Oh, that was perfect. That, we haven't seen a trifecta like that since Keep Tidy by Keep Tidy off of Keep Tidy.
Exactly. Anyway, this is that, and it's also good advice. Leave yourself alone.
I might bow out of this one before I'm out.
The Vancouver mixtape. That was Great Dane by Year Over Year. Cool video for that on the YouTube if you want to watch it.
Especially if you feel like feeling your feels.
Yeah, very good. Quite enjoyed that. Before that, we had Leave Yourself Alone by Leave Yourself Alone from their record Leave Yourself Alone.
For a band called Leave Yourself Alone, they certainly spent a lot of time just like doing the thing, you know?
Doing the thing. Yeah, I do know. And
you
I agree.
Do.
I was here. I'm actually the one who put the track on.
Press the button and everything.
Anyway, that record, Leave Yourself Alone, came out last week on the 17th. And it's very good. I like it. Mixed and produced by good old Colin Stewart, once of the Hive Studios. Anyway, now it is time for the long-awaited debut of a brand new feature on the Vancouver mixtape, featuring old-fashioned cassettes.
Some cassettes.
What's that?
Foley of cassettes coming out of...
No, yes, Foley, real, live.
Live Foley. Foley.
So CJSF is a radio station. You know that, obviously. And we have been a radio station in one form or another since, the 60s, I guess. But we, you know, for a long portion of the station's existence, I guess vinyl was the format of choice. And then cassettes became the dominant thing. And, you know, when we moved the station from its current, or from its previous Burnaby Mountain location to its current Burnaby Mountain location, we lost a storage room, and so all these boxes that had just been kind of tucked away in a couple different storage rooms were unearthed, and a lot of the CDs made their way down here to our remote studio, but the cassettes have been up at SFU Burnaby and were just recently sort of cracked open. It was like the breaching of the tomb of Tutankhamun. You know, when they unleashed the Pharaoh curse upon the entire world.
That is what you're going to do, but in a sonic sense.
exactly what I'm going to do. But it's really cool because, amongst these cassettes are a ton of, demos or singles or just, one-off recordings by artists that, upon doing a fair amount, an exhaustive level of internet research, I could find, literally nothing in some cases. Which is really cool that we have these cassettes that, as far as we can tell, don't exist. Or they exist somewhere, but no one has, posted that they exist and has made any record of them.
It's weird that bands existed and then disappeared without leaving an imprint.
Totally. Or they did, but the only imprint are these, plastic cassette tapes that will last sort of forever.
Digital imprint, I mean. It really puts into perspective just how much information is available to us at all times.
Totally.